This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iran is accelerating cyber activity that appears to be meant to influence the United States presidential election, Microsoft says. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An intelligence report from Microsoft says Iranian groups have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and targeted a presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. A state government worker's computer was compromised. Microsoft warns that Iran's laying the groundwork to stoke political division and try to sway American voters this fall, a charge denied by Iranian UN representatives. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says Russia continues to pose the greatest threat for election disinformation, and China's influence is being monitored as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Families in Beirut are preparing to flee as tensions rise in the Middle East. Sean Hogan has more.
Many of Beirut's southern suburbs have been on edge since an Israeli strike on their neighborhood last week killed a top Hezbollah military commander. That same day, the leader of Palestinian militant group Hamas was also assassinated in Tehran. Hezbollah and other allies of Iran have vowed to retaliate against Israel. When war last came to the edges of Lebanon's capital, Bilal Sahalab drove his family to a secluded mountain town and waited out the bombing. This time around, there's no car, no rent money, and no sense of when hostilities may end.
Before, everything was better. Now, I'm not doing enough for my family and children. Just remembering my family, how they were affected, I cry every day.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. An Israeli strike on a car in the Lebanese port city of Siron killed Samer Al-Haj, a senior Hamas security official who works in the nearby refugee camp for Palestinians, on Friday evening.